the Silicious Sponge from the Challenger expedition. HMS Challenger was chartered by the Royal Society and others to carry out a survey of the oceans and the ocean depths in the 1870s from the British Navy. It made a voyage around the world looking for specimens of wildlife, plotting ocean currents, etc., etc. The Royal Naval Captain was George Nares, and he left England in 1872 and returned, having been around the world collecting his specimens, etc., in 1876. So it was a four-year voyage around the world. George Nares lived in Winchester, had a house in Winchester, and his wife attended meetings of the College Natural History Society, along with others from outside the school community. The Natural History Society was always open to non-college people. After he returned, we don't know how long after, but anyway, after he returned, his wife gave various specimens that had been collected on the expedition to the college, where they've been in the collections ever since. This is a siliceous sponge, Euplectella. It's a sponge with a silica skeleton, and that's why it is still 140 years later, it's still rigid and sits in a bottle. Euplectella was dredged from the channel between Cebu and Bohol in the Philippines. It was found at around 100 fathoms in that channel, and it was there in abundance, but nowhere else was it found. So this is a very specific specimen from the Challenger expedition. I'm sure they brought back lots of Euplectella other than this one, but this is the one that we still retain.